up. So we were going to do this whole somebody hacked into the radio station thing to start the show because it's Halloween and we wanted to be scary. But we thought it sounded kind of fake. So instead, I'll just tell you the deal. We live in Orlando, Florida, which means we have every damn theme park on the freaking planet. It also means we have a few radio stations that just plain suck. This radio station at 105.9 can be heard from Daytona to Ocala, down to Melbourne, and over to Lakeland. That's a truckload of people who can hear us. So we decided to play some better music for you. We're going to make a new radio station. So that means we've got to decide what to play. Now, we could play some of this country crap, but we don't want to date our relatives. And we could play some of this top 40 crap, but we like our bands to have talent. We could play this crap, but I'm sorry, that's just sad. There's one thing that Orlando is missing. A good alternative radio station. One that plays everything. We're going to play some cool old stuff. We're going to play some cool, really old stuff. And we're going to play some cool new stuff.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
Some will be funky. Some will have guitars. Some will have turntables. We'll play tons of new music, and we'll get you some cool shows. This is going to be big, like UCF beating Alabama. Now, for the name of Orlando's new rock alternative. Well, we're going to rock, and we do live in O-Town. So, from now on, the radio station at 105.9 will be known as O-Rock 105.9, Orlando's new rock alternative. Started 5,000 O-Rock songs in a row. Now that is going to take a few weeks to finish. By then, you'll know what O-Rock is all about. Power up the machine, baby. 5,000 O-Rock songs in a row starts now. Orlando's new rock alternative, O-Rock 105.9.